How's this for a ridiculous case? A gate crasher who was with the teen that threw the metal pole at Liam Knight, spearing him in the head, is now suing the state. Jimmy Angelou Tupo is suing the state for malicious prosecution and wrongful imprisonment. Liam Knight was having fun at a mate's 18th in Sydney's North Shore in January of 2013 when a group of gatecrashers arrived about midnight and Liam told them to leave. So the gatecrashers began throwing building materials at the partygoers from a rooftop shed. One of the gatecrashers, only known as DS, threw a metal pole which speared through Liam's head, leaving him fighting for his life. Miraculously, he survived. But it's been such a long and tough ordeal, and now he gives back to the community through his charity, the White Knight Foundation. But it's so shocking to read and sickening to read that Liam Knight has been told that there's no one that he can sue over his devastating injuries. The only compensation he got for a lifetime of medical bills was $5,000. So how is it fair that Liam Knight can't sue a single person for compensation, but one of the gatecrashers from the party can? Jimmy Angelo Tupo, he didn't throw the metal pole that changed Liam Knight's life forever, but he crashed the party with the boy who did. He was arrested for his role on the night. He spent 2 months in jail before being granted bail, and now he thinks he deserves a bucket load of cash as compensation. The only person who deserves money here is Liam Knight, but apparently that's not allowed. You wonder why people lose faith in the legal system.